Chapter 5.
Suicide, my patootie, Nan said after Garrity and his entourage had made their exit. That man was full of vim and vigor. Did he seem like a man who would take his own life?
Now, ladies, let's not jump to conclusions, like you usually do. Jack slid his eyes over to Nan's. You don't really think one of the people in this room is a killer, do you?
Nan's looked around at the room, her eyes narrowed in suspicion.
Don't answer that, Jack said. Let's just leave it to the police.
Sure, he probably just passed out, and the pills fell to the floor and bounced into the crevices. The grout on these floor tiles is loose in some spots. They probably just fell in there.
Ida snagged a lone Danish that sat on the plate and wrapped it in a napkin, which she tucked into her purse. The four ladies pushed up from the table.
Let's not waste our lovely time here thinking about murder. Let's go outside. I want to show you the rare ladies' slippers I found growing by the fountain.
Ruth tapped her iPad and headed toward the French doors that opened to the garden, with Nan, Ida, and Helen close behind her. Jack covered Lexi's hand with his.
Do you have some free time out of the kitchen?
Lexi nodded. I have a few hours before I need to do some prep work. I'm all yours. Jack raised his left brow suggestively.
Then let's take Sprinkles for a walk in the garden. It's such a beautiful day, and we can enjoy some time together.
Sprinkles was in the room, so they went upstairs, walking solemnly by Leonard's room. Lexi cringed at the yellow crime scene tape, making a big X in the doorway.
Meow.
Houdini appeared in the doorway, rubbing his tail on the tape, which had become fuzzy with black fur. Stay out of there, Houdini. If there are pills on the floor, they could kill you. Lexi peered into the room, a cold feeling spreading in her chest. It felt like a ghost had walked right through her. A ghost? No, that was crazy. She shooed the cat away, and when he was safely in the library, they proceeded to their room, harnessed Sprinkles, and went back downstairs, this time taking the back stairway that came out beside the kitchen, where they used the kitchen door to get outside.
Let's go down here.
Jack pointed to where the ground sloped down behind the building. It was overgrown with the most beautiful, vibrant pink roses that provided a striking contrast to the dark stone walls of the mansion. Houdini darted out at Sprinkles, who had been sniffing a moss-covered birdbath.
Woof!
Sprinkles started after the cat at full speed, then yanked to a quick stop at the end of his leash. Yip!
That cat is everywhere, Jack said as Sprinkles trotted back to them.
Now don't go chasing him anymore.
Lexi squatted down to pet Sprinkles while she lectured him. He has sharp claws and you could get hurt.
This is almost like our own private garden. No one else is down here, Lexi said.
It's a bit out of the way.
Jack looked up at the mansion, which towered four stories above them.
I guess we must be at the basement level. The pond is over there, at this level, but then the grass slopes up. You can't see it from here, but the terrace must be over on the east side.
Oh, that's why there are no windows here.
Lexi pointed to the stone walls, where a few adventurous vines had started to scale toward the upper floors.
I like it down here. It's private.
Lexi took Jack's arm, and they sauntered around the garden, enjoying the peace and quiet for almost an hour. They strolled over to the pond, which was a bit muddy at the edges. Sprinkles, undaunted by the mud, explored the edges, not caring that the white fur on her paws was turning a reddish-brown. Eventually, they found themselves climbing up the grassy area toward the terrace, where Nan's, Ruth, Ida, and Helen were seated at one of the wrought-iron tables, their heads bent over Ruth's iPad. Whatcha up to? Lexi asked.
Oh, nothing. Ruth was just showing us the different species of plants she's identified in the garden.
Ida rolled her eyes behind Ruth's back.
Hi, Sprinkles. Helen bent down to pet the dog, picking up her reddish-stained paw.
You know, a mixture of cornstarch and hydrogen peroxide might take these stains out, Lexi.
Thanks, Lexi said. She noticed Nan's looking absently at the paw Helen held, while straining to hear the conversation that Danny and two of the other production crew members were having two tables over. The sound of Danny's voice, pitched high in anger, drifted toward them.
I deserve that job, after putting up with Leonard all these years.
Shh, one of the others at the table mumbled something Lexi couldn't make out.
She bent down, pretending she was adjusting something on Sprinkle's harness, and scooted a few inches toward the table.
I did everything. Won't matter. The production is better off without him.
She could only make out snatches of the conversation. She looked up to see Nan's adjusting her hearing aid. The sneak was turning it up so she could hear them better.
Clackety, clack, clack.
They turned to see Gloria coming up the steps in a short navy blue skirt and navy and white high heels. With a navy and white striped shirt, she looked like she was ready for a boating expedition.
What's going on? Are we going to proceed with the documentary?
She squeaked. Nan's jumped at the sound of her voice. Her hand flew to her ear to adjust the hearing aid as she scowled at the former starlet, her eyes drifting down to the hem of the very short skirt.
Oh, dear, what happened to your leg?
Nan's pointed at six red scratches. Gloria glanced down.
Oh, that cat. He scratched me.
She adjusted her skirt in an attempt to cover the scratches.
You should put something on that. Cat scratches can get infected, Helen said.
Before Gloria could reply, Inspector Garrity made an entrance, and all talking on the terrace stopped.
I'm glad I could catch most of you here. It seems we have a problem, Garrity said.
Another one? Danny asked impatiently.
Yes. The toxicology report came back. Leonard Battaccio didn't die because he'd ingested too many sleeping pills like we thought.
Garrity paused, and everyone perched on the edge of their seats, waiting for him to finish.
He was poisoned. And we suspect it was murder.